And now we're live. Well, we're not live. We're
Memorex. I'm alive.
We are saving this for posterity.
This will welcome be back, entered squirrels.
I kind of feel sorry for posterity now.
Yeah. This will go on the squirrel's permanent record.
Well, welcome back to the Squirrel Report, everyone.
Quote the inimitable David Lee Roth, I heard you missed us. We're back.
Ah,
there
yeah,
we
I was
go.
Getting emails. I was getting emails. Starting to get emails from people like, is there a show still? Or did something happen? Are you guys going to be back?
We were
on a break.
We took a break. We took a hiatus.
Yeah. I think we deserved it. I mean, like, you know, we don't ask for much.
I don't think we ask for anything.
We don't ask for anything. No, we don't actually. Here, have some free stickers and maybe listen to us once a week. I don't know. You know, we don't ask for anything, really.
But it's nice that people care. I mean, that's how I look.
I know. It is very sweet, but I was kind of thinking, well, maybe we should do a show. I kind of feel bad. Like,
we'll let people know that we're still here.
We're still here.
We're still
I
upright.
Just show up so I can talk to you guys.
and everyone else is eavesdropping. That's kind of creepy when you think about
fine.
It.
That's fine. Whatever.
It's all good.
The internet is forever. It's all good.
Yes. It will all be on our permanent records.
Well, that's true. That's sort of been my podcast philosophy from day one. Even the previous show was it's just a conversation among friends that everybody else gets to listen to.
Everybody else gets to eavesdrop.
It's like we're sitting around on the sofa in the living room shooting the shit for an hour a week, and everybody's listening.
Yeah, pretty much. So how was everybody's, you know...
Whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody okay? You doing all right? Everybody's hanging in there?
We're hanging in.
All right, good.
It has been a week.
Yes. We are also hanging in, so good. I'm glad everybody's like, you know, alive and hanging in there and fighting the good fight. And now we're back, so. But I think some time off was needed. It was kind of like... You know, when you get to the point where every week you're like, all right, whatever. What are we going to talk about? I don't know. But this week we have plenty to talk about.
I got something I want to talk about.
Oh, God. Yeah. What?
Well, while we were on break, I went to the dentist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Oh, God. This is turning into old man's stories. Go ahead.
No, it's not. It's
okay.
But it was really cool because it's like, you know, we don't have flying cars, but we got something almost as cool because my dentist had this new thing, you know, like when you get a crown, and for those of you who have had a crown, you know what I'm talking about, where they got this like mold thing and they shove it up against your teeth and it's full of goop and you got to sit there and like try not to gag and throw up while this thing hardens around your teeth so they can, you know, make a mold to create the crown for your tooth. Well, I had to get a new crown, and I was dreading this process, and my dentist is like, oh, no, we don't do that anymore. We do a 3D scan of your mouth. It was like,
that is pretty cool.
It was like I'm living in the 21st century. We don't have flying cars, but goddamn, we got 3D scans of your teeth.
3D mouth scans.
Yeah, and she's like holding this like thing. It's like a wand with a camera on it, and she holds it at like several different angles, and it does a 3D
scan. How big is this wand thing?
It's like the size of a toothbrush.
What? Yeah. And it's in your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
But she's like, you know, it's like, you know, it's getting the front and the back and the middle and all that kind of stuff, and
dang,
and it basically builds this like 3D model of your mouth that's like completely accurate. It takes like a couple of minutes and you're done. There's no goop, there's no mess, there's no trying to gag on anything. I just was so blown away by this that I just had to share.
Hmm. So That is pretty cool.
It was.
Now all I can think about is Alan's mouth. Thanks a lot. Oh goodness! Now Alan's teeth are on the internet forever.
They probably are actually.
Because that equipment's probably made by that Chinese company whose name I can't pronounce.
Yeah, they
Huawei.
No, it's
Huawei.
It's not Huawei.
Hui.
But they do Hui instead of taking the mold and putting it in a box and mailing it to the lab to get the thing done, they just send an email.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And it's like boom, boom, and
somewhere.
You know,
somewhere there exists a CAD recreation of Alan's mouth.
Yeah.
Think about that.
There you go.
Try not to wake up screaming.
So they could
someday when the robots attack, all going to have Alan's teeth.
They could 3D print my entire tooth structure.
Oh God! have that laying around your house.
Be my great grandma took out her teeth.
Alan just leaves the program up on his mat.
My grandmother flushed her teeth down the toilet once. Did I ever tell this story?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to tell the story.
And now we need to hear it.
Yep. Okay. So my grandmother, my grandmother lived in Ireland, but she would occasionally come live with us for 6 months at a time. Usually when she had to come and have a hip surgery or a hip replacement or whatever, she wanted to use her American doctors. So she would come over and she would live with us for 6 months, 7 months, whatever. And she had dentures, but she would never really wear them unless she was eating, I guess. But she'd keep them in the pocket of her cardigan. Like in the pocket where she'd keep all her tissues and old lady stuff. I don't know. And one day she went to the restroom and she came out and she was mortified. She had flushed her teeth down the toilet. I mean, they dropped in there and she flushed.
Wow.
Yeah.
You would think that they fell in there and you wouldn't flush because you'd be able to fish them out. And so my mother, she was, my father, okay. So my dad was at work and my mom oh God, mom, how could you possibly, you screwed up our entire, and we had one toilet in the whole house. There's one toilet in the house. So I grew up in a little ranch with one full bathroom. Well, one bathroom at all. Yeah. There's no other bathroom in the house. So my mom decided she did not want my father to know about what happened because he would probably be really mad. And so in the course of a couple hours, she called the plumber. The plumber came in, disassembled the toilet, retrieved the teeth. Wow. I know. And then after that, my mom took the teeth and cleaned them and even boiled them. And, they were clean. Oh, no. She would not wear them.
Yeah. Because they
did. So I don't know, in the toilet.
Wow.
So it is possible to flush teeth down the toilet.
Apparently. We have 3D scans of Alan's teeth and we have toilet teeth. I don't have any funny teeth stories.
No.
Sorry. I'm fresh out. Although my son did recently have his wisdom teeth out, but there was no nothing that went with it. It just happened.
Was this because the Navy dentist was you need your teeth out?
That's exactly it. It's military dentist. They heard wisdom teeth and they got all excited. They got to eat something.
They do.
Oh boy.
Were his wisdom teeth bothering him? Were they a problem?
It makes sense when you think about it because they don't have oral surgeons on board ships.
Okay.
They've got guys that do rudimentary dentistry, but not, the sophisticated oral surgery.
Rudimentary dentistry.
So,
Yeah.
If you had an impacted wisdom tooth, which requires an oral surgeon, that's kind of a big deal. You've got to extract somebody from the ship. And so it's, you know.
So they're trying to get ahead of the problem.
Exactly.
Potential problem, even though there's no problem currently.
Right. Right.
Okay.
So, because, you know.
Do you have your wisdom teeth, Jay?
I do not. My teeth are so crowded that they were yeeted along with the four next to each one, the one
really?
Next to each one. So yes, I'm down to 24 teeth.
Wow.
From the standard 32. And my teeth are still crowded up front.
Huh.
It's almost like they should have taken more, but it's weird because I can, you know, there's a definite empty socket where a tooth used to be back in the corners.
That's weird. I have my wisdom teeth.
But they... Well, that must be why you're so smart.
It is.
It's because I'm so smart.
Wicked. Do you see the... Kid.
Oh, Jay, I have to...
Yes.
Mike has been talking about this commercial. Did you see the smart car?
The Hyundai.
Smart pack.
It's smart pack.
Yeah. Everybody go watch the video. It's or the commercial. It's very funny.
It makes me homesick. Smart pack.
I don't think I want to see that commercial.
Smart pack.
It's Captain America and the ugly chick from SNL and some other guy.
The ugly chick from that.
You have to be more specific, Jay.
Okay, the real ugly chick from the SNL.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry. Let me say it in Massel. The ugly broad.
Broad. Who was driving the car?
It was Cat.
Why am I thinking Ben Affleck? I don't know.
No, Captain America there. Chris. America.
Well, they all look the same.
The hell is his name? Chris. Captain yes. America. Hold on. I typed in Captain and Captain Underpants came up, which makes me smile.
Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants. So you have to have kids to really get that one.
Or be a librarian.
Yes.
I'm familiar.
But you've probably been asked for Captain Underpants
quite a few.
Chris Evans. That's his name. And I think it's Amy Powler, or whatever the hell her name is. Yep. Christopher Evans was born in Boston. His uncle is Congressman Mike Capuano. That's hysterical.
That's so interesting.
He's a full 10 years younger than me. Now I'm just going to go hide.
It seems like... It seems like Hollywood and Washington run in very tight circles. Either you're married in or you're in the family already, or.
Speaking of Washington.
Washington is Hollywood for ugly people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did we see who Bernie Sanders lashed out at recently?
Who?
James Carville.
Oh. Yeah.
Which. Strikes me as not the brightest thing in the world, although not that anyone ever accused Bernie Sanders of having a lot of smarts.
Well, I guess Carville has, you know, come out and basically said, what are you people? Are you insane? You're never going to be winning elections if you keep saying you're communists or socialists, whatever.
Right. You're supposed to keep that secret so people don't
know.
Right.
Don't actually say it out loud. Are you dumb? Like, you know...
Well, I'm not a communist. I'm a socialist.
He's got a point. I mean,
no, he's completely correct. But
yeah,
you know,
but he actually
him to imply that he is not one at this point. Give me a break.
Well,
you know what your party? If you're a Democrat, you should know what your party is now. Your party is AOC. Your party is Bernie, and you did it to yourselves.
Yeah. And when all you have to offer. Yeah, he's an independent. How the hell he's running for the Democratic nomination is beyond me.
Well, I guess you don't have to be a card-carrying member of a party to be their candidate.
Oh, he's a card-carrying member of something.
Yeah.
This is the guy that had his honeymoon in
Russia.
Russia.
This is the guy Russia. That didn't that didn't hold a job until he was 40.
Right.
And even then, he was mayor of Burlington. Yes. He did not have an actual job. He's never worked in the public sector, and yet he owns what, 4 homes?
I don't know what the count is by now. Probably 4. I don't know.
You know, there was a discussion on how, you know, he's a hypocrite, and it was brought up that no, he's not a hypocrite at all. You know, between owning multiple homes and traveling private jet and having limos, the ruling party, apparatchik in Russia, lived very well. He is only keeping up with his communist roots. And it makes sense when you think about it that way.
Yep.
They're the rulers. They deserve better.
Does he have his own private plane or no?
No, he just uses them. Has used them.
He charters then. Yeah.
No, sometimes there was a picture of him flying commercial, but you know he was of course in first class because you know
of course
he's not going to associate with you know a guy who's never worked a day in his fucking life and he's in you know private jets in first class. Nice.
Picked the wrong job, Jay.
Apparently. I don't know. I might be too ugly even for Washington, but...
You're also not a psychopath.
Well, I could be.
That's true.
No, I just hate people too much to pretend I don't.
Well, there you go.
And Joe Biden came in, what, 12th? I think the only person he beat was Mike Bloomberg.
I am so disappointed because I was planning on voting for Biden in the primaries.
I wanted.
Come another, on, Joe. You know,
I wanted another 9 months of lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I know.
Man,
Anybody have any clue what that was about?
Nope.
No.
I mean that was so huh. I don't even know how to respond to that.
Well, you know, it's, you know, senile dementia, it's, you know. You
yeah, start, like
you it's start getting a, scrambled this, in your brains. And
I heard this, somewhere that he was quoting John Wayne.
No, he wasn't.
Right. I don't know.
Wow. But you type in the word lying into Google and lying dog faced pony is the first thing that pops up.
I was so looking forward to the Trump Biden debates.
I was too. You know what though? He still might be the candidate because they're still kind of like everybody's like, oh God, we need somebody other than Bernie because there's no way we, you know, the Democrats are in panic mode. It does. If you watch the media and stuff, it does not appear that they're in panic mode, but they are in panic mode. Big time.
Oh, yeah.
Because they know, well, if Bernie's a candidate, you're fucked. So maybe Joe Biden can pull it together and not be so old man crazy.
It floors me that they're putting all their eggs in Joe Biden to appeal to minorities. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, I know.
Joe Biden is the one who's going to appeal to minorities with his corn pop and dog-faced pony soldier. So, this crack is fucking nuts.
So the question is, the Democrat Party will, you know, it's kind of like, you know, Bernie's campaign is sinking like a rock. I mean, his
is major, it though?
Yeah, his major donors are pulling out. He can't raise any money. And if he can't raise any money, New Hampshire. He's done. So
one New Hampshire, Alan. Come on, just because he's in the next state.
No, although not Bernie. Bernie.
Biden.
I got my B's confused. Biden.
You got your ridiculously old white men confused.
Yeah. But Sanders, you know, it's like they have the Democrat whoever's in charge of that clown circus has to know that Sanders has a less than zero chance of winning against Trump. You know, I don't care how many Bernie bros have a riot in front of the polling places. It's he has no chance in hell of, I mean, he had, Bernie Sanders had no chance in hell of beating Jeb, you know, let alone Trump, because the American people are not ready to elect a socialist. They probably never, you know, be ready, but they're damn sure not ready now. Especially after watching Venezuela implode.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like, do you want that? Because that's all the Republicans have to do is, you want to elect a socialist? Well, this is what you're going to get.
Who was the one who was like recently praising, not recently, but was it Bernie? Was it praising Venezuela about Venezuela? Was it Bernie?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well, all they have to do is like play that on a loop. Yep. And then show, I mean, there was a period where Venezuela was doing okay. And then, of course, it fell apart, as socialism does, right?
Well, yeah, right after they nationalized everything, they were doing great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right after they nationalized the oil industry, right, because that's what they had.
Yeah.
They had a lot of oil.
And then everything went to shit.
The government says, no, we can't have you making a profit. We'll just seize that. And then everything just imploded. But just, you know, you can't walk around saying, we're going to give you free college and $1,000 a month universal basic income and a $15 an hour wage. You're going to get 18,000 weeks of parental leave when you have a kid. And you're going to get this, you're going to get this and this and this. We're going to give without people going, where the fuck are you getting the money for this? Because promising one thing here and one thing there is nice. When you start adding it up, it doesn't add up, and that's the problem. You start, you're going to get free health care. Really? That's, what, a quarter of the GDP? Oh, and free college, which means that your college degree will become just as worthless as your high school degree.
Right.
Oh, yeah. My favorite line was the guy who asked, was it Warren? Where he asked, well, you're going to give, you know, you're going to pay off everyone's student loans. What about the, you know, I paid mine off. And she's like, well, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically. She was like, am I going to get my money back? And she said, of course not.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, that's not going to fly real well. I mean, it flies great for all the idiots that went out and got massive student loans for degrees that aren't worth any money. But everybody that was responsible and either A, didn't get a loan, or B, got, you know, some job that made money and paid theirs off, they're not going to be happy. They're not going to. So I paid my student loan off, and now you're going to tax me to pay some other schlub's loan off. I don't think so.
Well, Bernie's already admitted that, taxes on the middle class are going up. That's a great strategy, Bernie. Run with it. We're going to tax the fuck out of you.
Yeah, but let's handicap the Democratic candidates for a minute. So you got, you know, if Biden tanks, and it looks like he's going to, he's out. Who else? Buttigieg.
Is that how you say it?
I have no idea.
It's like Buttigieg, I think.
You got Sanders, Buttigieg, and Warren.
The simple fact is, let's break it down to one very simple thing. The American people are not going to elect someone with the word butt in their name as our president, period. I don't care if the guy is the second coming of Ronald Reagan mashed together with John F. fucking Kennedy. He's got butt in his name. Never going to happen.
Well, he's also gay.
I know. How unfortunate.
Well, you know. I mean, it's, you know, it's just,
if we're going to
not that he's gay, but he's gay and has the butt name.
Yeah, I know.
If we're going to elect a gay man, I want it to be the flamingest queen that ever queened. I want a two snaps and just boom.
You want somebody that can be the first lady and the president at the same time.
Exactly. He's in a dazzling little black dress. go for it. Don't pretend.
As long as they're a Republican, that's fine.
No, as long as they're for liberty, I don't care if they're Republican.
Yeah, but you're not going to get one of those in the Democrat Party.
Yeah, or I said libertarian, but let's. Yeah, can we stop?
Let's be real here, Jay.
You're not going to get one there either.
Well, I mean, Vermin Supreme is their candidate.
Yeah. All the libertarians want is legal pot. I mean, really, that's all they have.
Hand to God, I think that's what Trump ought to do in like September. Is just drop the fucking October surprise a month early. Boom, marijuana is decriminalized. People would lose their fucking minds. Just come out and say, you know what? We've had so many states have passed laws decriminalizing it, and it's a mess. Here's what we're going to do. It's going to be treated like alcohol. You're going to have the same penalties if you drive under the influence, any of that stuff. You got to be 21. You got to show ID. Boom. Instead of spending money to fight it, we're going to make money taxing it. Done. Next. And just people would be like, what the fuck just happened? Did the Republican just make pot legal? Are like, what?
Well, Trump
and the Democrats, the Democrats would fall over themselves claiming how bad it is.
Oh yeah, they'd be fighting to criminalize it again.
They'd be full on reefer madness.
It'd be funny.
They'd be full on reefer madness.
But you got this other guy, you know, you got Bloomberg trying to buy his way in.
He's already dropped like what, $150 million?
It's crazy. But you know, he used to be a Republican.
He was a Republican for about 20 minutes. He was quote
Republican. I mean,
he was the living embodiment of Republican in name only.
Right.
It was the Democrat candidate is already established, right, and the only thing I can do is run as a Republican.
Right.
But Bloomberg He's doing, like, whoever's advising him is either a fucking moron or an absolute genius. Because what's he doing? He's flooding social media and ads, and it's like, Bloomberg, Bloomberg, but you can't fucking watch a YouTube video without seeing Bloomberg. And people are like, Jesus fucking Christ, get this guy away from me. I want nothing to do with him.
Yeah, but think about if Bloomberg, the reason I don't think Bloomberg has much of a chance is you got to pay attention to what the other candidates are doing.
Yep.
And they're not saying boo about Bloomberg.
Yep. He's not in the debates. He's not on the stage.
Right.
He's decided to put everything into the Super Tuesday delegates.
Right.
Which that's a great plan if it pays off. Or congratulations, dude! You just dumped hundreds of millions of dollars into local economies. Thank you.
And the current Democrat candidates don't see him as a threat.
Right.
Because they're not saying anything about him.
Because he has to stand on a box. which, can we just, for one second, talk about the absolute fucking absurdity of CNN devoting airtime to debunking Trump's tweet that Mike Bloomberg is going to need a box for the debate to stand on?
Trump is a master.
Yes, thank you. This was an absolute throwaway, stupid joke. He probably shouldn't have made it because really the President of the United States should be above silly jokes.
No.
But it was a throwaway line on Twitter, and you've got a national news outlet devoting airtime to it.
So great.
They're just like, what's next? They're going to be like, there was not actually a man from Nantucket, you know. I mean, come on. it's getting to be, like, absurd. You know, no. Mike, we don't think Mike Bloomberg really needs a box to stand on, folks. Okay. And
you know what, though? If it comes down to Trump versus Bloomberg in the presidential debate, you know Bloomberg's going to be standing on the box.
Oh, and you know Trump is going to be... Trump's going to have a bigger box.
Trump's like, what, 6-something? I mean, he's
like 6'3", and Barron's taller than him.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's frightening.
But
hope,
you know,
I hope he can dribble, because damn, son.
But yeah, then, but they have to make him look the same height though in the debate,
right?
Because you know.
Well, they made a huge deal of Al Gore being like an inch taller than George W. Bush,
right?
And I'm like, first of all, who the fuck cares?
Well, the Democrats care when they can use it, you know, to their
advantage. Yeah. Speaking of Democrats and Republicans, do you know how I can tell that you heard the story out of Florida where a Republican get out the vote campaign was nearly killed by a guy running his van into it?
Oh yeah.
You know how I could tell that's legit and not staged? You haven't heard a fucking thing about it, have you?
That's right.
If they found out that the person driving the van was a Trump supporter and it was staged, that would have been front page news. It would have been hoax and blah, blah, blah. Instead, it's like, oh, no, this guy was a Bernie bro. Anyway, so, yeah, about Roger Stone. Oh, this is terrible. Her. People are like, who the fuck is Roger Stone? Is he the one who did that JFK documentary? Oh, no, that's Oliver Stone.
His cousin.
Oh, he lied to Congress. Oh, this is horrible. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton's going, oh, you missed me yet? the more they're trying to make this a big story to embarrass Trump, the more it's coming out that the entire jury were not left-leaning people. They were like Democratic Party operatives.
Right.
They're like, they've all been involved in high-level Democrat campaigns. Like,
and the one,
how the fuck did this happen?
Yeah, the one that was in charge of the jury was like a previous like Senate candidate or something. It was, and the key thing is you know, when they go back and look at the juror questionnaires, did they lie on those or not?
Right.
And if they did, right, well, guess who's in trouble now?
Right, which they won't do because they know.
Yep. Well, this is also isn't this in Washington D.C.? Isn't that where the court was?
I haven't been following it that closely, other than, you know.
Well, it's in one of those cesspools. It's in Maryland or D.C. or something like that, because that's where that kind of stuff happens. And you know, it's Democrats in charge of all that, so nothing will happen.
And again, it's at the point where, you know how I can tell it's no big deal?
Yeah,
because they've been making... No, because the Democrats have been going absolute batshit insane. Mm. Because the crazier they're going, the more they want it to be something, which means it's not.
Well, one of them already said, impeachment's not off the table for this. Like, really?
Exactly. It's like, really? You already failed.
Yeah.
And like, keep talking that way, please. Please continue to mention impeachment. Bring up another impeachment that's going to fail, because I want the GOP to retake the House. I would love nothing better than the GOP to sweep state senates like fucking Virginia. anyway, sorry.
Yeah, Virginia.
Keep it up. Keep pushing more impeachment, because every time you do, Trump's popularity surges.
Oh yeah, and he's up like 10 points or something. I mean, he's like up like crazy amount of in the polls.
He's more popular than Obama was at this point in his presidency.
Yeah.
And more importantly, did you see the returns? I know we did, because Breida posted them.
Yeah.
The returns out of New Hampshire compared to past incumbents.
Yep.
I believe Trump was twice.
Yep.
Almost twice. I think Reagan had 75,000. Trump had 120,000.
Yep.
Compared to like Obama had 50 something and Bush had like about the same.
Yeah. Well, that's not a good sign.
Yeah.
I just
Breida Brita finds us cool things to read.
I would just, I would like it if, you know, you keep hearing these like rumblings about how, you know, and I you know, on the one hand, I wish it was true. On the other hand, I have a real hard time getting excited about it because I have seen for so many decades all this shit happen and nobody ever goes to jail for it.
Yep.
And everybody's like, oh, there's bars. Bars going to put people in jail. And I'm like, yeah, I don't.
They're finally going to do it. No, they're not.
I would love to see it, but I don't. Yes. You know, I think the best we're going to get is what just happened, where Trump fired a bunch of those Obama holdovers in his administration.
Which should have been done in January of 2017.
Right. It should have been done from day one.
Definitely. That would be the first thing I would do.
I don't know why you didn't do it.
I mean, just clean house. Why not?
Yeah, because
you're allowed to. I mean, you're absolutely allowed to, as you're within your rights as president to do that.
Right. You remember Obama firing all the Justice Department lawyers.
Right.
The day he was sworn in, he fired everybody and then rehired the ones he wanted. I mean, those people serve at the pleasure of the president. He can hire them. They're not civil service employees. And I'm starting to think this whole civil service thing was a bad idea.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, before the civil service system, they had what they called the spoil system, which was whoever won the election got to fill in all the jobs in the federal government.
There's a lot of jobs.
So, well, there were a lot fewer back then.
Yeah, that's the problem. The problem is there's too many.
It was corrupt and there was a lot of graft, but every time the administration changed, you had a house cleaning.
Yeah.
And we hadn't had a house cleaning in 50, 60 years.
Right.
You know, and you've got a bunch of people whose only interest is, you know, keeping their jobs and getting more taxpayer money versus, you know, getting swept out every time the election goes to a different party and you know, they got to go out and earn a real living somewhere.
You know, you have to think though, like, let's say you're elected or you have the job because you're with the party that won.
Right.
But you know, at, you know, on some level that your party will not always win.
Right.
So why bother really doing a good job? I mean, really, because like, if you're going to get removed just because your party didn't win, then
well, yeah, but they right now they can't be fired for any reason, so they have the same right. problem. Why do a good job? I'll just sit here on my computer and watch porn all day because that's what they do.
Right.
Sure.
And not do anything and earn a living. And then when they move my job to Kansas to be closer to the people that I'm supposed to serve,
I piss
and moan and bitch about it and quit.
That's the best thing they could have done. You know, right, that alone is worth reelecting Trump.
Oh, yeah, that was brilliant.
You know, that he got all these useless fucking people to quit by simply saying, you know what, you're the Department of Agriculture. Why the fuck are you in D.C.?
Yeah.
There's no farms in D.C.
Yep.
We're going to have you stationed near where the food grows.
I think they should do that for all the departments, you know. Move them. You know, we got towns all over the country that are dying. You know, you could put the department of this or that in this state and put the department of that and this in this state over here and, you know, spread it around. And then, you know, if you want a job, you got to move there. Why not?
Well, I mean, that applies to all of the representatives. Like, why are they living in Washington and not in their state?
Right.
I mean, like, why?
Thank you.
Why?
Yeah.
We are in the age of video conferencing. Mm-hmm. They all can Skype each other.
Well, they can feel, they feel so important when they sit in the meeting.
Oh, I know. Like I know. That's why travel is still so huge, yep, because people love feeling important.
You know, Texas.
I have to fly to so and so because I have to have a meeting with so and so. No, you don't.
The Texas legislature meets for a few months every other year. Mm-hmm. And Texas is larger than like all but like 7 or 8 nations in the world. So,
yeah.
You know, I think we could get by with a little less, you know, face to face time from the representatives. You know, they should do like a, you know, half on, half off or something. I don't know.
Well, it brings up one of my little pet peeves is every time I get behind a car with DC plates and they've got that little taxation without representation bullshit. I'm like, no one was ever supposed to fucking live in Washington, D.C. Right. That was supposed to be where the museums were, the government buildings were, and nothing fucking else. You're not supposed to live there. You want representation, you can live in Maryland or you can live in Virginia. They're both conveniently located right fucking near you.
Or the state you're from, you know? I mean, everybody in D.C. Yeah. is from some other place. I mean, the whole idea that you would go and live there for your whole life and then piss and moan about how you don't get to vote in anything. Well, you know, tough shit. Move somewhere where you know, if it's that important to you. Like you said, well, Jay would prefer you not move to Virginia.
Yes. Yes, but
Maryland,
do not.
You know, Maryland's a shithole enough. You could go stay there.
Montgomery County is way nicer than any place in Virginia. Okay, so if you're going to come here and bring your liberal bullshit with you, move to Maryland instead. That's my little public safety message.
Or like Brita said, telecommute. Yeah. Why can't they get in a big Skype room or something and yammer on at each other? We can do the virtual stuff now.
Well, Alan, you work from home.
I have meetings I have meetings with people all over the world, and we could turn on the cameras and stare at each other if we wanted to. Nobody wants to. You know what's funny? I will say this though, it's funny because we have the option of turning on the camera, and the only people that do it are the ones that you're not surprised that they do it.
Like who?
You know, the narcissists, the ones that want everybody to look at them, the sales guys and the, the people like that, you know, that are like, you know, the look at me people. They're the ones that, you know, it, you know, like the engineers, most of the people I talk to, nobody wants to be on the camera. They're like, no, I just want to sit on mute and do something else while y'all yammer.
So do the people that want to be seen, do they have like ridiculous backgrounds and stuff?
Frequently,
you know, like,
oh, yes.
Look,
yes.
There's a Renoir right here in my family room.
And lots of people do the green screen thing where there's something behind them, like, you know, something stupid. And you're like, that's not your house. That's, you know.
I'd want like dinosaurs or something. You know, if you're going to do something,
right.
Have a T-Rex wandering around in the background.
Yeah, so. Yep. Yeah, they could absolutely do that. Or they could move it around. You know, we have huge conventions in cities all over the place. You know, they could have the House of Representatives meet in, you know, some other place. You know, they could spend a few months in this place or spend a few months in that place. You know, not just sitting in D.C.
The Rotten Tomato franchise alone would make people rich.
Well, yeah. I mean, though, you know, I don't want them comfortable. I don't want them, you know, happy.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to have, you know, I want them to sit in an unair-conditioned barn with wooden, you know, wooden planks and, you know, and be miserable because
I want them
that's
fearful.
How it should be.
That's what I want. I want them afraid.
It should be such an onerous job that nobody wants to do it.
That was the general principle when Washington was running things.
Yeah.
This was something you did very reluctantly because you really wanted to better your fellow man.
Right.
Not because it would make you a billionaire, Bernie Sanders.
Or any other senator. Anybody worried about the coronavirus?
I'm more worried about Lyme disease.
Really?
Ba-dum-bum. Corona, Lyme. Come on, Alan, work with me.
I get it. Well,
you know, I think it's hysterical about Bernie Sanders. Let me just circle back on that for a second.
Sure.
They were touting the fact that he had the second lowest total worth in the whole Senate. And I'm like, so what you're telling me is you're proud of the fact he is the least competent person in the Senate. Everyone else has managed to say, hey, I'm going to enrich myself on the public teat. Bernie Sanders is over here like, duh, I can do that? Oh, shit. Let me get me another house. It took him, how many years was he in the Senate before he started cashing in?
Oh, yeah.
And even, like, dude, really?
Even then, I suspect his wife had more to do with that than he did. You could just
She bankrupted the college,
right? You could just see her nagging him, though. Bernie.
All the other senators have summer homes.
Yeah, you're not. You need to go apply yourself, Bernie. I assume she sounds like that. I have no idea what she sounds like. But if she's married to Bernie, you know she's got to be irritating as fuck. I think it's funny that, so far the coronavirus is still mostly limited to China and, you know, people who have been in China.
Yeah.
And people who are on cruise ships. So if you needed another reason not to get on one of those floating fucking death traps. But if you go look on Amazon for an N95 dust mask.
Not happening.
They're either sold out or crazy, crazy overpriced. I mean, we're talking about something that could have been had last year for, you know, $10 for a box of 20. And that was a high price.
Yeah.
Now that same box of 20 will cost you like 50, 60 bucks if you can find them.
All I can hear is Jay swallowing.
Yeah, Jay's drinking.
Sorry. Jay, what are you drinking?
I have water.
Oh, okay.
I'm just drinking water. I'm boring tonight. I'm boring every night, but.
You know, the thing about the coronavirus is that I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but I saw a meme on the internet was of a picture of Hong Kong, you know, when they're having their protests and their riots in Hong Kong and Hong Kong, you know, they were all out there with American flags. They're like, this is what Hong Kong looked like before the coronavirus.
Yeah. Now it's empty.
But they're talking about maybe the coronavirus. Like, how did this happen? Where did this virus come from? Gosh, I don't know. And it happens to be in the same area where some biochemical something or another. I don't know.
The Chinese Biochemical Warfare Division. Oops. Well,
they're the general in charge of their biological war is now in charge of the Wuhan area containment, whatever. You know, and every time I hear Wuhan, I think of Wu-Tang Clan. I don't know why. It's the corona.
It's because Alan is secretly a juggalo.
It's the Wuhan corona. But, you know, it's funny because So for weeks now, China's been lying about the, you know, the incidence of infection because, you know, they changed the rules of how they report it. So, you know, it appeared to be dropping and they fired the Communist Party fired a bunch of people, and all of a sudden the new numbers are right back. You know, if you see this giant spike in infections that puts the curve right back where you'd see for a, you know, an exponential curve for a pandemic. And you know,
what does exponential mean? Like in the reality of the world, like,
well, you know,
everyone's going to die, or,
well, it means, well, it, pandemics
fall. Is this like zombie level?
Yes. That's exactly
exponential.
So
great. I've seen this movie.
Pandemics follow an exponential curve, and then, well, and it's whether it's a cold virus or a flu virus or whatever, they all follow the same. You know, it's an exponential curve. It's like the penny doubling, right? You know, you double it, and then you double it, and then you
I know what exponential means. Thank you.
Right. So, and that happens with viruses. You know, usually they just die out because, you know, they burn themselves out. Everybody that could get it catches it, and you know, then it sort of peters off, and you wait till next year. But now the CDC and the World Health Organization and stuff, they're starting to talk about, like, you know, billions of people getting infected by this before it's all over. And they're also saying it has like a 2% mortality rate.
It's like the 1918 flu epidemic.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and with more mobility. And
think about how fast it's going to spread in places like, oh, I don't know, San Francisco, where human feces litters the street. Awesome. You know what?
Yeah.
Maybe California is going to have the correction that has due coming to it.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Oh. If they can't contain this thing to Asia, then and it spreads and gets out, it's going to be really bad. You know, so far it's pretty much contained to China.
I've heard that it's gone on to Africa.
It has, and it's also popped up in Europe and a couple other places. The problem is, they're saying it's a 20-day or 28-day, something like that.
I have also seen that movie.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's the scary thing. And, is the long incubation period,
and it's transmittable before you're symptomatic. So, you know, you got a flight coming in, you got somebody on a plane. They don't look sick. They don't have a fever. They're not blowing snot all over the place or coughing or anything, and yet they can still transmit the disease. So how do you know they have it? How do you test?
Just stay away from people, period. Well, that's all you need to do.
That's the thing, yeah. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. It'll either get contained in Asia, and you know, it's already cratering the Chinese economy. They were on the way to really, you know.
The thing is, it's going to affect us too. Because we're starting to like, oh, yeah, Chinese goods, no thanks. You can stay in the container ship for another month. So that's going to have an impact.
Oh, yeah.
At some point.
Well, the good thing is they say it can live like 9 days on a slick surface. And I assume that's not out of the sun, right? So
the good news
is that things coming across from China on container ships take a lot longer than 9 days. So it's usually like weeks. So, you know, yay. Yeah. But the thing is, but you're right. You know, you get some package of something that came over from, that was boxed up in China last November. And now you're looking at it going, should I open that or not?
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know.
What is that website that sells all that shit from China? Wish.com?
Walmart.com?
No.
Amazon.com?
Like, no, you order stuff and it comes directly from China.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I've seen
it. It's like Wish.com or something.
I've seen some places like that.
No, yeah. It's Alibaba.
Alibaba
does that too. Yeah, I wouldn't be buying anything from them right now.
No. Everybody wash your hands.
That's right. lots of hand sanitizer. Also, they say the face masks really don't do much.
Great.
So the key thing is wash your hands. Don't touch
anybody. Hazmat suit.
Don't let anybody.
I'll bet the face masks mess with facial recognition, though.
Oh, yeah, they do. They ruin it. But they say the face mask is only good if you have the disease to keep it from spreading to somebody else. They say if you don't have it, it doesn't really do you any good because they don't cover your eyes. And that's your eyes are a key transmission point. So, if you're near somebody and they cough or sneeze or something like that, and you're wearing a face mask, but the droplets go in your eyes, you still get it. So wash your hands and stay the fuck away from sick people. And on that note,
yes,
we're about done.
All right.
Stay away from sick people. That's your take-home lesson for today.
That's right.
And happy Valentine's Day, squirrels.
Stay home.
Oh, please.
Don't go to work. Stay home. I like how
tomorrow's Valentine's
Day. One last thing. I like how people are like applauding Starbucks for telling their employees, if you're sick, stay home.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's what you should do.
Yeah, right.
You should. Yeah.
Don't spit in the customer's food. Yeah.
No one's job is that essential. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like if you're a barista or a librarian or whomever working with the public, just stay the fuck home. You're not that important. And I speak as a librarian.
Yep.
The library will not fall down without
me. Do not come infect the staff. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Yep. Yeah.
And on that note.
Yeah.
On that
happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Speaking of infecting, weekend. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy VD.
Yeah.
I think we'll be back next week.
We'll see.
Can't make any promises.
Possibly.
It is a week-by-week thing.
It could happen.
It's on a need-to-know basis right now.
Schrodinger's podcast.
The Schrodinger's podcast. That would be great name.
We might be back next week. We might not.
Schrodinger's squirrel.
Oh, perfect.
My gosh. Okay. I think we have a new t-shirt.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes. Yes.
That'd be great.
A squirrel in a box.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, good night.
Bye.
All right. Good night, y'all.